Next, we have attention, or self-important, show-off spirits. Definition, wanting to be noticed by others, acting as if we have power, authority, influence, important position, etc. And the phases of spirit are, first one is love. So love is just the opposite. It doesn't take things to self, but it gives. Humility helps to humble. Just the opposite again of this puffed up, I'm so important, put me in the spotlight spirit. And worship, which means to give to others, whether it's give to God, give to whoever we're dealing with, again, is the opposite of this self-important attention spirit that wants everything to be given to me. Give me your attention. Put me in the spotlight. Give me the pat on the back. Honesty, which helps us to be open to see that this is wrong, that this is an evil spirit working. Things are not right. Philippians 2:3.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves.
So we're to not have this vainglory or self-glory, all this attention, look to me, bringing attention to myself, but we're to be lowly in our mind. We're to have this humility and put others first. Philippians 2:4.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
So again, taking it away from self, and self-interest and caring for other people. Romans 12:10.
Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another.
So to be kind to one another and have this love working and preferring the other person. Love will always prefer somebody else and not want me to be in the spotlight. 1 Corinthians 13:4.
Charity or love is not puffed up.
So very plainly spoken. 1 Corinthians 13:5,
charity or love seeketh not her own.
And 1 Corinthians 14:7,
for who makest thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?
So that's 1 Corinthians 4:7. What do you have that you didn't receive? So how can you take glory for something? How can you take the attention to yourself for something that came from God anyway? John 15:13.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life, being his old man, self, for his friends.
So this is what love is laying down the self, or the attention, looking for glory for self, rather than to lay that down. That's love. And 1 Corinthians 8:1.
Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth.
If we don't have the motive of love behind the knowledge that God puts in our mind, then it's easy to want to think that we're so important and people should look to us. And 1 Corinthians 8:2.
And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know.
So when the Spirit wants us to think we're so special and everyone ought to look to me, well, we can use the scripture because it shows if we are thinking that, we don't know anything yet. And Matthew 6:2.
When thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
So Jesus says it's the hypocrites that take the glory to themselves and get glory of men. And Matthew 6:5,
when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
Again, Jesus saying, don't be like the hypocrites that take glory to themselves. And Matthew 6:16,
when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
Again, Jesus tells us what he thinks about taking this glory to self. Drawing attention to self, that's not a good thing to do. He says, don't be like the hypocrites that do that.